The Concordia Orioles boys had a good year this year. The Orioles fall last night to Sacred Heart. They were the number one seed in their district, but they fall to a real good Sacred Heart team. And right now we've got Coach Brent Cooper, head coach of the Concordia Orioles, on the line. And hey, Brent, good to chat with you. And I guess you're getting the voice back, huh?
It's slow progress, but yes, pretty good. I can talk, I think, and not embarrass myself too badly.
Hey, you sound good. Hey, a tough loss last night. You start out this week down in your district tournament. You're the number one seed. You knock off Lamont 68-31. Sounds like you guys played pretty good defense, and then you run into a tough Sacred Heart team last night and fall 58-42.
Yeah, it was a tough district. I really thought there was probably four teams that all could have been number one seed, and it was kind of up for grabs, and just the way it fell, it was kind of close to a tie on the number one. We ended up getting it. Sacred Heart obviously played really well this last week, beating Wellington, and then Green Ridge and Fleeton, and which were the two and the three seeds in the district, and they played very well the other night against us, and won, as you said. We got into a little foul trouble in the first half, and I had two starters that had three fouls pretty early in the second quarter. We're not super deep, so I thought we weathered the storm, and we're only down two at halftime, and we're down three going into the last quarter. And then we only scored 6 points in the fourth quarter. It's hard to win a ball game. You only scored 6 points, you're down three. So just couldn't put the ball in the hole, and they got hot and played good defense, and they have a nice club. So I'm sure they'll do well.
Coach, this is Travis Zoll. Steve Goodwin's been at it forever, but you have too. You took a quick hiatus for a few years, but you had a team last year that had great size, and seeing your younger kids come up, you were kind of a totally different team this year. A lot smaller. And you played in a tough conference, and you ended up winning 13 or 14 games. So talk a little bit about your kids this year and the changes you had to make coming into this year, and what was successful for you guys to get a one seed in districts this year.
Well, yeah, as you said, we had a pretty big club last year, size-wise, and even my guards had some pretty good size, 6'3 and 6'5 guards. So pretty nice to work with. They had a lot of talent. Ended up losing the St. Louis in the sectional. The St. Louis went on, had a pretty good season last year as well. But we were 18-8 last year. I lost four starters from graduation, and Colby Stein was my only returning starter, a point guard. He's a speedy guy, works hard, plays hard, and he really improved. He really came on at the end of the year and really helped us a lot, helped our game immensely. And then Braden McGinnis kind of carried the load for us inside this year, about 6'2 post player, and then he works hard, works really hard. Great offensive rebounder, had about 10 rebounds a game, four offensively a game, and just a workhorse, really. Always guarding the guys that were probably, his size were bigger, and he held his own and really kept us in ball games this year. Peyton Moore, another senior that played for me this year, kind of carried us from the perimeter, especially in the first half of the season. Had some guys come on late as well, but kind of our three-point shooter and quick. Had to guard some guys that are a little bit bigger and stronger than him at times, but sometimes he might guard one of their better shooters as well. So he did a really good job this year. Torrey Brandt, who was our leading scorer this year, usually had the team's best defender. He's a junior, so he'll be back next year. Tremendous athlete. One of those guys that utilizes all the Euro step, the jump stop, and really has a really nice game. And he's really quick, good on transition, lots of steals. Looking forward to having him again back next year as well. And then my other starter is Austin Droege, another junior that'll be back, and great athlete, good defender. Really came on at the end of the year, started shooting the ball, having a little more confidence and scoring, and did some good things. So I'm looking forward to working with those two guys again next year. Had some younger guys that got some time, and Ryan Adams, Jake Tagmeyer, and Jonas Wolzer played a lot of the year for us, and Zach Rockman joined us a little bit later in the year. So, you know, pretty much played with 8 or 9 guys all year, and I think those guys have a lot of potential if they stay after it, keep working hard. But you're right, we were a big slow it down half court team, played a lot of zone. We got in foul trouble, and this year we were pretty much guard oriented, worked around one post, ran a lot of four out one in, and looked to press trap, whenever we could, and kind of lived and died off of our pressure most nights, and that's what helped us compete with a lot of teams, and beat a lot of good teams, and we had some close games with a lot of good teams, but going in, I wasn't really sure where we'd finish up, but I was pretty happy with 14. I mean, we had 14 and 10s that we ended up. We've lost 3 games to snow this year, so. But overall, good season, and I'm proud of the kids, and I think that, it would have been nice to win another game or two and get to the district championship again, but they've been there the last 2 years in a row, once in Class 2 and last year in Class 1, but didn't happen. We'll shoot again, get her loaded up, try again next year.
Hey, Brent, appreciate the call. Thanks for giving us a buzz. You always do it the right way. Your dad, the late David Cooper, who was a very good coach himself, he'd be very proud of you, and good job this year. Hey, now you're the superintendent also. You can kind of put the tennis shoes away and get back and start working on the budget again, right?
Yeah, it's a budget to get a little behind. People start knocking on the door if I don't get after it.
Yeah, you better get after it. Hey, thanks for the call, Brent. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
We'll see you, Brent.